Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Cian is with me on the line today. Cian, tell us about the unfortunate experience that you had over the weekend.
How are you, Andrea?
Good.
Yeah, I was at EP this weekend and I was wearing a pair of black cargo pants and a long sleeve top. Like, nothing outlandish considering it was a festival, and like, all day long, just homophobic comments on the outfit. People calling me slurs, people pointing and laughing at me. People literally coming up and roaring in my face, like crazy stuff. One of my friends had a drink thrown over him. Someone started trying to start a fight with me. Crazy. Like 2024, shocking that this is still happening.
What age profile, Cian, are we talking about? Roughly, like?
Now, you'd expect it to be coming from younger, more immature people, but I'm talking adults, like 50s and 60s. People as old as my parents, like, cringe. I don't know, like, shocking that people of that generation are still so backwards and confident in being so outwardly hateful in public, like surrounded by people. It really shocked me, that part.
So that come up to you and make comments and pass comments. But by the way, I was at Electro Picnic myself over the weekend, and I mean, you could see any form or class of an outfit at it. Like, from the most bizarre to outrageous to absolutely fashion brilliant, there was anything and everything on show by way of some of the outfits over the weekend. But like, I'm looking at a photograph of you on social media and the outfit you're talking, this is the outfit you're talking about, the black cargo trousers, and I mean, effectively it's a black t-shirt. It's a long sleeve top, isn't it?
Yeah, and like, that's what I love about festivals, how outlandish the fashion is. People are just crazy, which I thought was like a free pass to dress however I wanted. But yeah, I was shocked that out of all the outfits I wore, that was the one that drew attention and such negative attention. But yeah, wild.
How persistent or consistent was, you know, the kind of comments and slurs that were, you know, that were said and were thrown at you, Cian?
Like, once an hour. Like, the first few I was like, oh, that's annoying, but then it went on. I was like, I can't believe that this is actually happening. And like, I'm in the moment, it was just an eye roll for me. I'm 29. I've heard a lot worse than fashion criticism over the years. Like on Galegory, my Instagram platform, I literally get death threats when I post content sometimes. So like, it takes a lot to affect me. But when I kind of posted about it and spoke to my friends about it, so many people messaged me being like, I experienced the same. One of my friends was performing, she's a drag queen, Delatrix. She was performing at the festival and she said she experienced this from the staff and security working at the festival. And like, I mean, EP says on their website, it's a delightfully diverse festival and the people that were meant to kind of protect and its performers were harassing them.
That was in one experience. And did I presume that was reported, was it?
I presume so. I didn't.
Okay. And just, Cian, to your own experience, when people were coming up and making these kind of comments to you, can you say anything? Did you say anything? It's a difficult position to be in.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times it was myself and one or two friends, which is obviously a bit more intimidating because, I mean, I was feared that I was going to be attacked. So I just kind of ignored them, took the slight chin up and walked on. And I mean, that's easy for me to do. Like I said, I've heard a lot worse, but there was a lot of young people at that festival. Like, I can't imagine me at 18 being able to, you know, just move on and not let it affect me. And yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to speak up, just to let people know that this is still going on in 2024. And I mean, there were bystanders that seen what happened and some of them like shook their head with disapproval, but no one really spoke up. And that's kind of, I don't know, that would have been nice.
I know.
Someone else fighting for me.
How common is this, Cian?
Thankfully, for me, it's not as common. I mean, the way I dress normally, people in public, people don't always realise I'm gay, which, I mean,
but it shouldn't matter how you dress anyway. Yeah. You know, like, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I think overall, I think it seems we're going backwards. Like, even a few weeks ago, the attack in Phoenix Park, people, friends of mine being chased with a knife, people, I mean, I can count on more than two hands, friends and people that I've met that have been physically assaulted because they're gay. Like, it's just kind of, it's wild that we're going 10 years on from the marriage referendum, that it's, yeah, I just thought we'd be further, more progressive at this stage.
Well, I'm sorry to hear the experience, Cian, that you had over the weekend. And, you know, because I'm sure otherwise you had a great weekend aside from that. But it does sort of taint the whole weekend.
No, it was an amazing weekend. And I was there with amazing people. And that was very much a tiny little stain on the enjoyment. But I did want to kind of talk about it because I do think people aren't aware of how this is still happening.
Yeah, and look, I know, sure, it could have happened anywhere, I suppose. That's just where it happened. 100%. But you wanted to just, I suppose, highlight the experience or just your own personal experience and the kind of stuff that was said to you. Yeah, look, it's very unfortunate, Cian, and I've no doubt in you talking about this today, many others will too likely get in touch to share their own experience. I'm not talking about just the festival at the weekend, but in general, across the country, how prevalent is this? And the kind of homophobic slurs and commentary that Cian has talked about. That's Cian Griffin. Cian, thank you for joining us and sharing your story with us here on Lunchtime Live today. The email, as always, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.